love running, or maybe you're thinking about starting to run. Whether it's for exercise, recreation, or maybe you're just getting ready for your first 5 or 10K, join Sean, Jason, and Steven, three average guys who talk about the sport they love here on the Average Runner Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for joining us here on the Average Runner Podcast. My name's Sean.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Steven.
Well, guys, here we go. It's 2016, new year, and hopefully another long year of healthy running for us and the listeners as well. Today, we have a couple things that we're going to talk about. No real specific topic, but before we get into that, it's been a few weeks since the last time we recorded. So let's go around and just kind of see what we have new since our last recording. Jay, anything? Actually, you know what, Jay, I want to wait on you. Because I know you have something. So, Steven, what about you? Anything, any new gear, any running news?
Well, yeah. As I mentioned, I think the last time after I completed my 50K, I was taking a bit of a hiatus. Not completely, but just cut my running down to 15, 20 miles a week for about 3 weeks. And this Monday, I officially started my 50-mile training plan. So We're in full swing for that, but in the meantime, I did pick up a few things. I from a Chinese website, I bought a beanie cap with built-in LED light. I think I paid $1 for it and $1 to ship it, and it's not bad. It's warm. It's like something like when you'd buy at Dollar General or Family Dollar or something. And the only problem I have is the LED. If you live someplace where the streets are well lit and you just want a little extra light so cars can see you and you don't want to wear a whole, you know, full headlamp, it's great. But around here where everything's pitch black, it's just enough light to destroy your night vision.
All right.
So if you're running pitch black, you don't want one of these. If you just want a little extra, here I am, pick one up. Works great.
Does it blink as well, or is it just steady light?
No, I mean, it's steady light, and it's cheap. I mean, they just basically took a little LED strip and sewed it onto the hat. It's cheap, but it's effective if that's what you're looking for. But don't think it's going to light your way, because it won't.
Right. Well, maybe it's good to keep in the car in case you get a flat tire. It's probably something good, you know, so you have some light.
Yeah, it might work. I wouldn't want to bang it around too much, because the LEDs aren't even protected with a cover. They're just exposed.
Right.
So you don't want to, you know, drop anything on it or anything.
Well, but, for $2, I mean, I saw one probably about a month and a half ago. I don't know. I was either at Lowe's or Home Depot, and they had one, but it had like a plastic housing on the outside. You know, it was done up nice, yeah. And it was probably like $24. And I thought, well, it's probably, I mean, I don't know how bright it would have been, but it was definitely, from the sound of yours, this one was constructed a lot better. But I just thought, you know, how many times you do something around the house and you need a light and you're trying to hold a flashlight with one hand, or, you know, holding it with your mouth trying to do something.
Right. You'd be better just putting your headlamp on, your head torch, than this. It, like I said, it's good for some extra here I am cars if the streets are well lit.
Right.
But other than that, it kills your night vision. You can't see a thing.
Huh. Well, it was worth a shot for $2. You like hitting those Chinese sites.
Yeah, and it's $2 and it is warm, so I mean, you know, it's still, in fact, my oldest son started running in the morning too.
Oh, good.
And he's like, "Dad, you got a hat I can borrow?" I'm, "Yes, I do." Here you go. So, you know, getting money out of it.
Well, you just mentioned he's running for any reason other than just to get out there with his dad. And
well, he doesn't run with me. He's been on the track team for several years, but he's always been a thrower, you know, shot, put, discus, and he wants to actually do some running.
Okay.
Because this is his senior year. So, yeah, he's been out. He goes out just about every day and puts a few miles in.
Good.
Yeah. Usually 2 or 3 cool. miles, but yeah, he's really trimming down and bulking up now, so I think that's why he's doing it too. The girls are noticing, I think.
Yeah.
that'll do it every time.
Well, you know, maybe we'll have a father and son race for you guys this spring or summer then.
Yeah, I'd love to do a 5K with him. I keep kind of mentioning it to him. He's no.
But yeah, well, we know how that goes.
Yeah.
we say no to things, and next thing you know, it's like, can't get enough of it. So, anything else with you or?
Really no other products. I did have another, dog follow me home, this last weekend. I was out, just doing my Sunday run, or actually, this was a Saturday run, and, I heard something behind me, like in between songs. I had my headphones blaring, and looked back, and here's a white lab right behind me. And, you know, at first I stop, let them sniff me always, you know, so they make sure I'm okay. And then kind of told her, go home. And she just stayed with me for 6 miles back to my place and walked right in and laid down.
Jeez.
And I was hoping I wouldn't find the owner, because man, she was a good dog, but found the owner next day, and I guess she had been missing for about a week, so it worked.
Well, that's
out.
Good. I mean, yeah, you know, reunite them. Yeah, I mean, in a couple episodes you had talked about, I think it was on your first episode, your interview, you had talked about how you had two dogs follow you home, and then didn't you take them and find the owner or something, and then they came back?
They jumped out of a field. I was out in the middle of nowhere, and they followed me for 11 miles all the way home. So I had no idea where they lived. So I loaded them in the car and drove them back to where they jumped out of the field, and kind of kicked them out, thinking they're going to go home. They're obviously farm dogs. And went back home, and a few hours later, they showed back up. But eventually found those owners too. So now on my long weekend runs, I keep a dog leash in my pack.
Well, that's a good idea.
and some milk bones.
That's actually a good idea, because man, they seem to just follow me wherever I go.
So. Yeah, and 11 miles, they're probably looking at you and you're sucking down a gel or something, so you can give them throw them a flavored meat bone or something.
Yeah, I share my water, so
yeah, that's cool, man. That's
yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, I know it's kind of a bummer, because you probably were getting a little attached overnight to a good dog, but I'm sure they were missing their pup if it was gone for a week.
Yeah. You know, I'm in the market for a running partner dog, because my little dog, he's just so old that he can't run anymore. But, I mean, I'm not going to go out and buy a dog. I live out in the country. Dogs are a dime a dozen. So when I can find the right dog that's a couple years old, likes to run, we'll adopt it.
Give it a couple more runs, you'll find one.
Exactly.
That's cool, man. I'll go now, because I want to hear what Jason has to say. But, you know, for me, I had mentioned I had been off for, I hadn't ran in like 7 weeks. I had the hernia surgery. So I actually finally got back to running last Monday. So it's been close to 2 weeks now. I'm not fully, you know, running every day. I was trying to this week, but just scheduling hasn't really, worked out for me. But, I gotta tell you, man, it's like, I didn't miss a beat. You know, I would just jumped right in, felt comfortable again. Loved it. And, I actually went out and my first weekend did a 14-mile long run with this guy Glenn Zidon, who we've talked about him and his brother Bill on the show. Really cool dude. Met up with him. He's in training, so he said he had a 12-miler and asked if I wanted to go. So it's amazing when you're running with someone else how fast the miles just tick away. You know, at one point he asked, you know, how far are we in? I said, oh, we're at 6 miles. And at first he didn't really believe me, because it just flew by, you know? So it was a good time. It was great getting out there, having a conversation with someone and just getting that long. That's what I was itching for, was that long run, you know, along the river, just getting out there. So I'm glad I did that. And this week I've had a couple runs in. I think last week I totaled about 22 miles my first week back. This week hasn't been as much. I think I'm only at nine miles. But it's Thursday, so I still have a long run this week. I'm hope to get maybe 8 to 10 miles in on the weekend. So, but thanks to Jason, a couple shows ago, he brought us the shoekicker.com. I got a new pair of ultras. I have the Provision 2 right now, and I we were over at Jason's house for New Year's Eve, and we were sitting around talking about it, and I checked, and same shoes I have now that I paid $120 for back in, I think, September, I got for $42 plus tax.
Wow. Great deal.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't pass it up because I knew I was going to need a new pair, you know, spring right around the corner. So they're still in the box. Haven't busted them out yet, but it's nice to know I have a good backup pair of sneakers that I know fit. And I know how they are,
right.
So I'm happy with that. And other than that, I got a new headlamp. So,
no, right.
Got it off of Amazon. I think it's called the Alpine Sports. I'm not really sure. I can put a link to it. It's super bright. It works awesome. I mean, it takes two double A's, and I mean, this thing is incredibly bright. And it has like different modes where you can, you know, high, low. It's got red lights. It's got red flashing lights if you don't want the actual torch lights on. So I used that last week once, and I was like, I couldn't believe the difference from the one that I bought at like a little hardware store. Were you going to say something, Steve?
No. Go ahead. I had a question to ask. All right. Go ahead and finish.
It's just it fits real well. It's kind of a low profile lamp too. It's not the one I got before was cheapo, where it was like kind of big and stuck out real far, and it just fits well. It definitely lit the way for me, so I'm definitely happy with that.
No, I had a question about your running. Since you were off for like 7 weeks, did you notice any significant fitness loss, like the first couple times you went out running again? Or was it within a couple miles you're like, we're all good? And
no, I felt really good last week. This week, I'm feeling it.
Okay.
Yeah, this week, the runs I took, but they were on the treadmill this week, and I have a real hard time with that, and we'll kind of we're going to kind of touch on that a little bit later in the show. But so I don't know if it has something to do with that, or maybe the adrenaline the first week back, because I had been, you know, constantly thinking about it. It didn't bother me, but I felt pretty good long run. I felt great on the long run, not so much after. But I wasn't doing like the marathon shuffle, but the calves that night and the next day were kind of tight, and I think that's more from the zero drop shoes, because I hadn't used them in so long that jumping back into them with only, you know, 6 miles during a week may have been the reasoning behind that, but everything's all good now.
Oh, great. That's awesome. That's real good.
So, Jason, now we're to you. I know you have some things that have changed since the last show, but,
yeah, definitely. Let's go in with some gear things. Just to continue on with the Shoe Kicker thing. I've been, tracking shoes on Shoe Kicker since I, you know, brought it to the show, and I finally caved in and purchased them, although I should have did it when we first were talking about Shoe Kicker, because I would have saved myself another $40. So the shoes I ended up getting were the Ultra Provision 2s as well. But my size was available this time for $80, you know, better than 120. Yeah. But when I first talked about Shoe Kicker with you guys, they were on sale for like 42.
Wow.
So I should have just bought them then, you know. But anyway, so I got those, and I went out and ran in them. And first off, let me tell you, I'm a flat-footed runner, so I have zero arch in my foot naturally. So I was a little skeptical about these shoes, just because I was told long ago that I need to have shoes with arches, right? That's not exactly the case. The Provisions, they have, I would say, a minimal arch.
Yeah.
But based on their information on their website, you know, they recommend flat foot runners get these shoes. And I tell you what, man, I did a couple runs in them. They felt pretty damn good. I wish I would have had them years ago. You know, like you were mentioning, the calf soreness the next couple of days. I did experience that, but it wasn't anything crazy.
Yeah, you know? And they even tell you that on the website, you know, to kind of ease into the mileage. You know, don't jump into a 14-mile run right away. You know, try and get used to it. Because when I first bought them back in September, I had been warned of that. And even Denny Cray who does Diz Runs with podcasts, he's an ambassador for Ultra, and he would say that, you know, kind of ease into them, you get some calf tightness and everything, but it goes away. I think his wife even may have experienced something like that when she got them.
Yeah, she just started in them.
Yeah, so that's cool. And you know, it's funny, you and I actually talked about this before with the flat feet and the arches, because I don't have flat feet, but I have very, very low arches. I don't have a lot. So any shoe that has a higher arch in them kills my feet. And that's why I didn't understand with your flat feet why you would want to push on an area that's not normally arched up. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that these feel good for you.
Yeah, you know, I was pretty shocked, you know, and I don't know that I'll necessarily give up, you know, a standard, we'll put that in quotes, a standard running shoe, because really all of my running shoes are pretty comfortable, and maybe because I have flat feet, maybe the arches don't bother me because my foot can pretty much mold to wherever it needs to go, kind of a thing. Uh-huh. I don't know, but so I'm pretty happy about that. And then, let's see, I did get a reflective vest so I don't get run over in my neighborhood at the 5 a.m. hour.
Yeah, because you live out kind of in the country-ish area.
Well, they don't have streetlights out here except for at intersections, which, yeah, that's a critical place for streetlights. But, you know, the miles in between, it'd be nice to have a streetlight or two, you know?
Right.
So I got a vest. All right. That's pretty cool.
Do you wear like a flasher as well or no?
No, but I want to get something that either goes on my arm or just, you know, that LED hat actually sounds like a good idea. That'd be probably a perfect fit for my area. I mean, there's enough lights with the houses that I can see, but, you know, for cars to see me, it might be nice to have a little extra.
Yeah. You know, because you live so close to it and at Walmart over in the fitness section, I think it is, they actually have, it's what I have. It's a little clip on and it has like three red LEDs and it's reflective mm-hmm. as well. And it either blinks real fast or stays on steady. And, I think I paid like, I don't know, $6-7 for it. Nathan Hydration, they sell one for like $12. It looks exactly the same. So you might want to do something like that. Just something to flash around as well as the, reflective vest. Cause you know, people don't really pay attention to runners.
No, they don't.
They definitely do not.
No, they don't. Oh, have you guys seen that? I don't know the model. It's made by Nike. It's a new jacket they have for nighttime running. I mean, it's stupid expensive. I want to say it's like $350. And I saw it on the Gearist YouTube channel. When you guys get some time, look at it. He turns off the lights, and it's like amazing.
Is it a glow-in-the-dark jacket or something, or...?
Dude, this thing is beyond glow in the dark. I don't know what kind of sorcery they used on it or potion they put, but it's freaky.
is it like a Tron? Does it look like a Tron jacket or something? That would be cool.
I don't even know how to describe it, man. It's just, it kind of looks like a normal jacket. And then when he turns off the lights, I mean, stuff's just going every which way but loose. And it's just, and then he tells you the price and you're like, that's very nice.
Yeah.
But definitely something to look up because it's cool.
I'll put on my reflective vest now. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll put my blinky on. It was free in a swag bag.
So, Jay, how's it? Last time you talked about you got the elliptical. How's that going now? Are you getting into it or?
Elliptical's good. I still find it personally hard to stay in one place and exercise. But. I will say it does give you a good cardio workout, and I've felt that it transitions pretty well when I go outside to run, at least on the cardio end of it. I you know, my breathing is good, and I still have the same endurance. Obviously, you know, you don't have the pounding that you do have when you're on pavement or, you know, outside, but, you know, it's definitely a different type of cross training, which is good. You know, it's good and bad. But I'm definitely happy with the purchase. I wouldn't change that. So I'll just keep building on that, and we'll see how that works.
Right. Yeah, well, we actually picked one up as well after Christmas. And my wife wanted it because of her plantar fascia. I just can't be on the treadmill. It just hurts too bad. So it's kind of cool. I'll be on the treadmill sometimes. She's on the elliptical. We got a 32-inch TV, like dirt cheap, and put a Roku box on it, and you know, we can both be down there working out. But there's times where I, you know, I'll jump on it for a little bit, and it does. I mean, it's a good workout. I mean, it's not the same as running, but it's definitely. I mean, there's. I think I.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah,
right?
I think I got a hold of you and was like, man, it's no joke. Yeah. You know, they have different workout settings, and I was definitely dripping sweat and ready for it to end at one point. So yeah, I mean, anything. I mean, something to get your cardio going. That's good. That's awesome. Especially now that we finally have snow here in Buffalo in January. It took till January 13th to actually get some real crazy snow here. So.
Yeah. You guys got dumped on, didn't you?
It's not too bad.
Not
I don't know.
Too bad, yeah.
But we definitely got a decent share. I mean, I was out snowblowing last night, and then I had a snowball before I left this morning. So it's a decent amount. Decent amount here.
Well, I'll tell you here, last Sunday it was 8 degrees out. Today it was 65.
Huh. Jeez.
Did you have a sloppy run?
No. I mean, everything had dried out, but it's just... It's the Ozarks, man. You don't know.
The land of different climates in one day.
Different people, huh?
So, Jason, we're kind of going to transition into like what our training updates and have any races coming up. So I would like you to kind of lead into this.
All right. So one big thing coming up for me is I, after a little more research and you know, soul searching, I decided to bite the bullet and sign up for my first marathon.
Yay!
Woohoo!
So I signed
all right.
up and paid and registered. I am doing the Buffalo Marathon.
Awesome.
All right.
So
insert applause track here.
So you said you did a little soul searching, so it was no pressure. So everyone knows, it wasn't pressure from us that you did it. This is on your own decision.
Yeah, it was kind of reaching an epiphany in my decision making, and I just said, you know what, I gotta just step one. I just gotta sign up and do it just to get it into my system and realize, okay, this is gonna happen. This is happening, you know. And now,
all right.
Now that I've signed up and paid, and you know, I got my receipt in front of me, and I'm sure I'll be starting to get stuff in the mail. It's gonna be, you know, we got to get some training locked in here, so. I've been doing some research on training. I kind of want to do this all by myself. Not, I don't want to say by myself, but
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the right way to do it. I mean, that's how I did it last year. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. this is your, and I know I say it all the time, but like, this is going to be your journey, man, to your marathon. And I mean, and I told you, you know, off air, I mean, if you need help with something or you want, you know, even just an opinion or whatever, you know, obviously, you know, I'm here, Steven will, you know, give you his 2 cents, but I completely understand the, I need to do this on my own type of thing. It makes total sense. So I think it's cool. I do, man. And I know your wife Terry was telling you for a few weeks now, right? Or even maybe a month or so to just.
Oh yeah, she's been telling me just sign up. Every time I'll say something about it or see a guy running, she'd be like, just sign up for the marathon. You know you want to do it. Just do it. Just sign up. I'm telling you to do it. You know, go ahead. So yeah, I finally did it.
Yeah, and that's awesome. So,
you better keep her.
wait till about like week 12 of training. She'll be like, oh God, why did I tell him to do this?
No. Wait till like the week after the marathon. Will you just shut up about the name?
Well, I think it's pretty awesome, man.
That's real awesome.
You know, you can come on here and just kind of share what you've been, you know, doing to build up to it. I can't wait to ask you what you thought of it and all that, but I don't want to rush time or anything like that. But it's exciting. I mean, when you told me, I looked over to my wife because you had sent me a Voxer, and I was blown away. Really, I mean, and we had talked about it. You know, not wanting to pressure you if it was something that, you know, I knew you didn't want to do, but. I mean, I knew you wanted to do it. But I also understood that apprehension. I mean, that was how I was last year at this time. I was telling you, like, I want to do it. But I didn't sign up. I mean, probably a month out is when maybe a month and a half I signed up. But at this time last year, I was doing that thing where I was like, I want to do it. But I was doing all the mind games and psyching myself up to do it, then psyching myself out of doing it and stuff. So like you said, you took that first step. You signed up. Now you're locked in. You know, it's...
Right.
Yep. It's your decision if you want to make it worth the money you spent, or if you don't, you know what I mean? It's on your shoulders now.
Yeah. And like I said, I've been mapping out, what my intent is for training and stuff. And I tell you what, this weather this week is really screwing up with what my plans were. So
yeah,
hopefully that we get a little bit of clearer conditions.
So
to kind of help me out.
Well, let's kind of talk about that as far as, I mean, Steven, you just started your training for your first 50 miler. Now right. Jason is preparing to start for his first marathon, and I'm trying to gear up for my, you know, third marathon, but my second one at Buffalo, which is, so it's kind of my main marathon. But I just kind of want to get your opinions or what you guys are planning on doing. Like, Steven, for a 50 miler, I would imagine you have to have a different plan than your fifth or your marathon. Do you have a plan? Are you going to follow a plan?
Yeah, I actually purchased Sage Kennedy's beginner to intermediate 50 mile plan for the running portion. It'll tell you how, you know, just give you a day to day thing how to run. And I've kind of developed my own strength training plan to go with it. And, of course, I'm working on nutrition, which is really my worst part. But, the plan is, I like the way it's, written. It differs from a marathon. It's actually not a whole lot different than a marathon plan, with the exception everything's effort based. Well, a lot of times on marathon and below, most of the plans are, go run X amount of miles at this pace, where when you're getting up into this type of mileage, the plans are, it may give you time, it may give you distance, but it'll be run 20 miles at easy effort. So your pace is going to be all over the place because you want to stay easy, whether you're going flat, uphill, downhill.
Right.
So you just don't worry about pace as much.
And so is this plan, so is this more of a all-in-one plan, or is it more specific to you?
It's just a generic plan that he sells. I mean, I think they're $12 on his site.
For anybody that may not know who Sage is, I mean, he's one of the elite runners.
Yeah, he's in fact, I think he's running Houston this weekend. I think that is his last. He's trying for the Olympic team, but his big claim to fame is he's a mutt runner, a mountainous ultra terrain runner. That's where he really shines, is doing these 50Ks, 50 milers. I don't think he's done 100 yet. UTMB was going to be his first 100, but he got injured. But and he does tons of YouTube videos and freely gives advice and that type of stuff.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So we got his. I kind of used his 50K plan to train for my 50K, even though I started late. I bought that one too, and I kind of tweaked it and incorporated it in, and it was you know, it worked out right. Fine.
All right. So are you going to try to follow this thing by the day?
Oh yeah, I'll try to follow it as dead nut as I can. I mean, sometimes you got to take an extra day off or, you know, something happens, but I'll follow it as close as I possibly can.
Well, that's cool. And you are going to be documenting your kind of journey through this 50 miler on our YouTube channel, right?
Yes, I am. I've been shooting video all week when I wake up, and I've even been recording some of my morning strength routines. I'm not going to bore anybody with hours of strength training.
I saw that plank you were doing the other day.
Oh, the side plank one? Yeah. just so I can cut things together and mix it up and, you know.
So what's the plan with that? Like a weekly release of that week's training kind of in one video shot?
Right. What my intentions are is I'm going to report on how the past week went and what is coming up for the next week. You know, obviously I didn't do one this week or last Sunday because it was my first week. But so hopefully Sunday evening I'll get it out. You know, I've got a ton of stuff to do during the week and stuff, so they'll probably be a little roughly edited, but you'll get the gist.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And you can, you know, there'll be a link to that in the show notes as well as on the website. We have a link to our YouTube channel, so you can go check that. Steven's.
Well, I think the big question is we're going to get Jason to do the same thing for his marathon.
Oh, I don't know.
We're going to put him on the spot here.
I do not have video capabilities at the moment.
Do you have a phone?
Unless I use my phone. I was thinking of actually peppering some things throughout, but, we'll see how that goes.
Well, why don't we, get into you, Jason, as far as, you know, I know you said you want to do this yourself, but, I mean, you are on a running podcast, so you kind of have to, you know, you can't keep it completely,
you
can't keep it completely, secret as far as
it doesn't have to be secret, but
I mean, so what is your approach? Are you going to do a plan or?
Yeah. I've been researching plans online, and I kind of found a couple of them. You know, I started with runnersworld.com and just kind of picked that website up a little bit, and just, you know, then I just did like a general search and just read a bunch of different plans, and I kind of took one and tailored it to my lifestyle based on when I know I can run. And you know, I had to move days around to make it work right for what I think I can do. I don't want to overcommit for stuff during the week and then just be caught flat at the end where like, oh my God, I didn't, you know, I planned to do too much and I didn't do enough kind of a thing, you know?
Right.
So I have, let's see, what am I doing? I think I'm going to start with running 4 days a week and do like 25. It starts off with this, minimum is 25 miles a week in the first stages of it, and then I'll progress all the way up to like a 40 mile a week base. So it's four days of running, 3 days off.
Okay,
is kind of the approach I'm going to start with. And I think, honestly, I think I will run more if I'm feeling okay as I'm running. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I'm sure I'm going to imagine you're going to keep up on your stretching regimen that you've.
Oh yeah. And that's my second part that I haven't finished yet. I have my kind of running plan mapped out, but I want to do, you know, as you were talking about, Stephen, I want to do a strength training routine, whether it's, you know, weight training and, different cross training, whether it's spin bike, weight training, elliptical, and then also, you know, planks, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. The biggest thing I can recommend is core work and hip work.
Yes.
Cause I mean, that's, you know, as far as strength, I mean, I just do body weight. I mean, I don't do, you know, weights or anything.
Yeah, plyometrics. Yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be fine. The only other thing I would say, if I can, I'll offer a piece of advice.
Oh, absolutely.
Feel free to tell me to shut up anytime. Follow the plan. I mean, if it's your first one, and if you're a plan follower, I know Sean doesn't like to follow plans, but if you're a plan follower, follow it, you know, because otherwise you're going to run too much or too fast. Or
well, yeah, that's the thing. And the plan that I found actually is pretty close to what I am comfortable running. So I kind of found one that's pretty close to, it's almost as if I were to have written it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think I'll be able to follow it pretty good.
Yeah. That's definitely to do. And once you've run one, then you can kind of tweak things because you know your own body and that type of stuff. But, you know, originally I just told you just follow the plan. You know, any of the plans will get you through your first one.
And, you know, and that's exactly what I'm hoping for is to you know, do complete the plan, to finish my first one, and then after that know what I need to do for the next one to either get a better time or just, you know, run overall better.
Yeah, feel better going into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's a great idea. I mean, you know, I know for my first one, I had like a, you know, a ballpark time, but it was more just let me do this, let me get through it. And then like Steven said, you know, afterwards, you know, my second marathon, which was just before my surgery, that was kind of, I ran that differently than I would have, than I wanted to, because I had mentioned on here, I was going into it with some foot issues too. So I didn't even know if I was going to be able to finish it. So, but now going into Buffalo, you know, for me, I guess I'll kind of transition into what I got going on is I want to run this a lot different as far as time goes. And I have my time, you know, I want to try to shoot for a 3:45. But as Steven, you know, called me out on, you know, I'm not, you guys know, and our other running friends know that I'm not for a plan. I have a plan that was given to me by a friend. You know, I've had this conversation this week actually with, again, Glenn and his brother Bill, and you know, I don't think I'm saying anything they would be offended by. They're very, very strict on their training, and you know, Bill himself has very specific goals and how he's going to get there. And I mean, the guy knows what he's talking about. He researches a lot, he reads a lot, he knows the science behind these things, and they're proven to work. But for me with running, it's like, if I'm going to follow a plan and I know that today I have to do this, tomorrow I have to do that, and so on, and this weekend I'm only supposed to run 8 miles, it takes away for me why part of the reason why I run, if that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I like being able to go I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just, I don't want it to become another job type of thing.
Yeah. I think anybody that runs understands what you said, because I agree. I mean, there's times I'm like, I just want to go run today. I don't want to worry about anything. And I was wondering too, I mean, I guess when you think about it, being too strict is a bad thing too, because I know there's times I've been in the middle of a plan and I can tell, I get very pronounced warning signs when I'm overtraining. You know, I mean, I can't sleep and, you know, I don't have an appetite. So there's been times where it's calling for some really hard runs and I'm like, I'm on the verge of overtraining. I need to back off for a couple of days, right, you know, at least, and regroup. So there can be a downside to being really rigid to following that plan.
Well, I mean, I see, and I can't even put my two cents to that, because I never have fouled anything, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know I have the 3:45 goal, and that's cutting off a lot of time off my first marathon. You and I, Stephen, were our first marathon, and then goal for, you know, this one are very similar. You ran, I think, at like a 2 minutes quicker than I did the first one. And then you came in at like a 3:52, maybe something like that.
3:52. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's around where I want to be. I'll be honest, I want the 3:45, but I think that doing it the way I want to do it, which is basically just doing my easy, hard workouts, alternating, and not trying to be so specific on what I do on that hard day, you know, just if I feel like just going, I just go, maybe a little longer distance, maybe try to pick it up some, you know, a little more intensity or something. I think it'll pay off. If I don't get to 3:45, right, it's not the end of the world, you know.
You're going to stop running if you don't get it, right? You're just going to stop.
I will quit. I will quit running this podcast. No, I mean, really, I know it comes off really wishy-washy, but that's just who I am. It's like this is the one thing I have that's mine. You know what I mean? That I can do how I want to do it. You know, if I get the goal, I get the goal. If I don't, and don't take it that I'm not going to train. I am. I'm not right, going to train with a specific plan, because I will get frustrated, and that will make me want to quit. To be quite honest, that'll make me not like,
right,
not enjoy running. So the time isn't as important to me. Is that right. journey getting there, and then the experience. And then if I do a stellar time, then hey man, yeah, maybe I would have had a faster time, but I'm pretty happy with how I got myself through it. So, and I did learn. Yeah. I learned at core this, in strength training are a necessity because I had to go to, I ended up getting pretty banged up after the first one because my core, I didn't do any core strengthening. And I talked about that, Jason, like the two episodes after, I was going to physical therapy because, and I had to strengthen my core. So,
yeah. Well, I'm not a doctor and I didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn Express, but I think, probably 80% of all the, knee, I'm making air quotes here, guys, the knee injuries out there, or the knee problems, are usually hip and core related. They have nothing to do with people's knees. You get people, I got bad knees. Do you have a doctor's note? Well, no, but did you just hurt when I run? Well, it's probably not your knees.
Or just overstriding, which is what,
right.
That was my issue the first year. I was that guy going, God, I love this, but my knees are killing me and my hips. And it was a total overstriding issue that I had. So, well, it's going to be fun. I mean, whether we have videos or however we document this, that's for me, and this is what one of the things I love about the podcast is I know that down the road the three of us now can go back and listen to these things and see how we progressed as runners and what we did to get to certain points and what may have worked and what may not have worked and learn from it.
Right.
And to me, that's exciting in itself.
Definitely.
So that's kind of covering the training. I mean, and that's obviously our races. I don't think any of us have any races coming up in the very near future.
Yeah, I actually kind of canceled one. I was going to run the Soggy Bottom 40 Mile, which is a very, very technical race. And I went out two weekends ago to do a 20-mile training. I was looking for 20 miles, but I had a time I had to leave because stuff to do with the kids. And it had rained a couple days before. Actually, it really rained that week. We got all that flooding. But we got out there and it was like 20 degrees. So there was ice everywhere. And by 10 o'clock, it was in the 40s and it was just a mud pit. Well, long story short, 4 hours later, I'm 14 and a half miles into the run. And I had to leave. And it just occurred to me, if I do the 40, I think I could finish. Not positive, but I would just be destroyed afterwards. And there's no way I'd be able to do the 50 a month and a half after that.
Right.
So we're just taking that one off the plate.
Well, I mean, I guess it's probably a smart decision. You know, it's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, they're having a 10-mile kind of fun run out there. I might do that one, but I'm taking the 40 off for this year.
Well, speaking of, running in the winter and stuff like that, you've been out a decent amount, when it's been some crummy weather. And we were just talking yesterday because I've been itching to get back outside because I don't like the treadmill at all. I have a very big, love, hate, more hate relationship with it, which is another reason that going back to my training program, it would be really hard for me to have to do specific things on that thing. But I'm glad I have it. I just don't,
right.
I don't enjoy it.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah. But we were just talking yesterday about the hex head screws that mm-hmm. some people put in their sneakers to get a little more grip in weather like this. I actually got some screws yesterday. I haven't done anything with them yet, but you've done it. And did you find that they helped or are they more of a hindrance?
Oh no, they definitely allowed me to run in conditions I would not have been able to run in. Here in the Ozarks, we don't usually get a lot of snow, but we will get some wicked ice storms. And I mean, mm-hmm. there might be 2-4 inches of ice just covering everything. I mean, when it's that bad, just stay inside. That's just stupid to go out then. But no, when there's just ice, it really does help. And even that, when we were talking about the really packed snow,
right?
That's where it really helps. I mean, if you've got serious ice, there's not much you can do. That's treadmill time. But yeah, if it's just a little slick out, it changes your gait a little. You're not going to be doing any speed work, but you're not on a treadmill. You can be outside.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, you know, around here, you know, they plow the roads, but then it gets kind of like that real slick.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't run on the road. And then even the sidewalks can get like that at times, or someone just doesn't even, it's just more of an obstacle.
Yeah.
You know, I think it might help if I went somewhere like down to the river where Jason and I have trained for our long runs, because it's not plowed. So it's more of a packed snow, maybe something like that. It would help out, but I don't know. I have them. I didn't put them in my shoes yet.
Now you got those 2 inches, right?
Yeah. 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 No, they're the, they're like what? Like I can't remember, like a 3/8.
3/8 is what I used. Yeah. I think some people use half if the shoes are thick enough. But.
Yeah. Which I don't know. Maybe the ultras might be thick enough. I mean, if you get it right in the lugs on the shoe, it's a possibility.
But. Yeah. I stuck with 3/8 because when I didn't have old shoes when I did it. So the 3/8 don't, you're not going to ruin your shoes. You can pull them out and still use them as just regular shoes. So
yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe next episode I'll give an update whether I've tried them or not. But just right here in the neighborhood, I just don't think I'm going to get out. Possibly this weekend. It's supposed to warm up a little bit. So if I can see blacktop, tomorrow. Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, then it means the roads will be a little bit clearer. So maybe I will get out this weekend. But. All right, guys. Well, we're going to kind of start wrapping up here. We've been going kind of long, but, I mean, Steven, you had mentioned, I kind of went out of sequence with that, but, that you actually had a race coming up, but you're canceling that 40 mile.
Yeah.
But can you kind of like give a little heads up on what you have as far as your training goes next week?
I mean, next week's going to be about a 40-mile week total. It's still, you know, and most plans I start off easy. So, like, this week was, for me, my level of running has been really easy. Next week, it's throwing in some, there's one tempo run. So, it's like 30 minutes at, I think, 80% lactate threshold. Yeah, okay. but most of them are still easy. And then the long runs do... Because you're getting back to backs, but like this Saturday, it's like a 10 to 12 mile, and then Sunday's a 7. But then they start going up fast, or you're hitting 25 on Saturday, and then another 10 on Sunday. But it's I'm still kind of in the easy phase of it, I guess.
Right. Well, I look forward to it, like I said, on the YouTube, see your progression that way.
Yeah, you know, and it's hard to film any running stuff during the week because it's
dark,
4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning in a small little rural town. You know, just camera doesn't work and there's nothing to film. So,
right. You know, for me, I'm gonna continue to try and get my base mileage up. You know, 25, 30 miles, trying to get back into that. I've taken a few days off this week. Just worn out, you know. Maybe, like I said earlier, maybe I kind of the excitement last week, and then this week it kind of caught up to me. But we'll see. You know, I should be back up to that in no time. But Jason, like, I mean, I know with the weather right now, but are you even? Do you have like a set time when you're going to start your training program? Or
I have a drop dead start date of February 7th. That would be the minimum to get the amount of runs in that the plan calls for. But I'm trying to start it now unofficially just to kind of get ahead. And
yeah,
like I said, this week has been screwing me with not so much the temperature. It's just the conditions, you know, they're just unsafe at the moment.
Yeah, well, I think we've all said that before. It's not even the cold; it's fine. It is. It's the ice is what it is. That's totally ice. I mean, last Monday, my first run back, it was 11 degrees out, and I was super warm. I felt great. You know, you layer up the right way and wear the right clothes.
I agree. I love running in the cold. That's
I don't mind it at all. Just it's that ice, and sometimes you don't even see. you know, you think it's all right and you hit a patch of black ice or something and, you know, you could be out for a few weeks, a few months then. So it's kind of scary. But again, for you too, Jason, looking forward to hearing your progression as you go through your training program to get ready for Buffalo Marathon. Dude, that's crazy.
No, man, I'm excited for him. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, I think that's going to wrap up this episode. If you have any questions or comments, want to send us an email, you can send that to theaveragerunnerpodcast@gmail.com. You could even call. We have a voicemail set up. It's 716-224-6-4786. And that's all in the contacts on the website as well. Lastly, if you would, if you listen to the show and you enjoy the show, if you head over to iTunes, you know, just leave us a review or a rating. We would appreciate that as well. So that's it. Guys, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for subscribing. And till next time, thanks for listening.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
See you guys.